Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
This is the iTricks.com Magic Stars podcast for the week ending November 12th, 2009. I'm Justin Robert Young. Coming up a little later in the podcast, we have Jamie D. Grant. He of MagicFriday.blogspot.com. He was in Las Vegas for Mindvention. Hear all the inside dirt, the inside poop, if you will, on the convention from a man who was there. But first, the news. After eating at a restaurant in Washington, D.C. earlier this week, one called Eve, David Blaine, ever a man of the proletariat, headed into the kitchen to perform for the waitstaff and cooks, as according to the Washington City Paper's blog, Young and Hungry. His visit went over so well that the resident mixologist is currently constructing a drink in his honor entitled Levitation. Now that is leaving a good first impression. We here at iTricks have held fast that any and all mentalists should be getting more mileage out of predicting sports games. People love sports, people wager a lot of money and spend a lot of time thinking about who's going to win sporting events. I mean, it really just seems like a natural connection to us. But it tickles us to report that the Deal or No Deal Druid Master, Keith Barry, has predicted the exact score of this weekend's match, soccer match, between Ireland and France. Not only does he predict that the final score will be 2-1 in favor of his home country, Ireland, of course, he also goes so far as to predict Ireland's Robbie Keane to be the first goal scorer. According to LiveOddsAndScores.com, those who follow Barry's advice stand to clean up. Should he be right, the odds on Ireland defeating France 2-1 are 10-1, while the odds on Keno, that's Keane's nickname, hitting the back of the net are 6-1. And if you put them both together, you get delectable 35-1 odds should they both come in. Earlier this year, Barry correctly predicted the winner and point differential of a rugby match. Although our love of sports ball only peripherally stretches to international soccer, we can say with authority that Ireland nipping France would be a market upset. So, Barry's got a pretty bold prediction on the table. Best of luck, bettors! David Copperfield is ramping up his show schedule at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. This reported by Mike Weatherford of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. David Copperfield joins Tony and Tina's Wedding and Blue Man Group as only a handful of shows that aren't canceling December dates. Copperfield will go do two dates every single day of the week all through December. On the iTricks live chat with Andrew Main this Wednesday, DC live show producer, soon-to-be father, and all-around swell dude Chris Kenner mentioned that a large portion of the regular Vegas audience for Copperfield is international. Maybe it's traveling from countries for which Christmas is not a stay-at-home-with-family kind of deal that will pack the seats through the final month of 09. Only time will tell. Do autistic audience members see through a magician's sleight of hand more than others? That is what a new study is suggesting, as covered by ABC News yesterday. At least two magicians fired back on their Twitter accounts, casting doubt on the followings. Apollo Robbins, who was even quoted in the ABC article, had the following comment. They say autistic subjects often see through magic, but their example has a false solution. They need a magic proofer. Meanwhile, David Blaine Confederate Doug McKenzie took a harsher tone. By sentence three, you know the article is BS. For the record, here are the first three sentences of the article. The magician placed a coin atop an airtight rubber seal on a cup, and abracadabra, the shiny piece fell through to the bottom of the cup. But he didn't fool 8-year-old Stephen Shore, who was the only one among his fellow Boy Scouts who saw through the magic trick. Quote, people don't often see the slit in the piece of rubber, said Shore, now 48, and an assistant professor of special education in New York's Adelphi University. I went up and just kind of pushed my finger into the slit. Well, I mean, obviously that's not how the trick is done, so what does that say about the rest of the research? Or at least the reporter who covered it? Well, fire back on iTricks. Head on over to the World Magic Awards website and beware the really annoying auto-playing video player to see the highlights package of shows past and present. With our untrained eye, we could spot clips from Barry and Stewart, Marco Tempest, and the Twins, which must be from the show that will air on MyTV this Thanksgiving. Most of the other clips are from last year's broadcast, hosted by Neil Patrick Harris. It's mean, it's coarse. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Our industry now has an answer to go fug yourself with badmagicphotos.blogspot.com. Be warned, there is some adult language, but if it makes every iTrix reader take a second look at their promo shots, we'll consider it a win. The site itself has garnered quite a bit of controversy since it first came online earlier this week. Many magicians are not unjustifiably angry at their photos are so mercilessly mocked and posted for derision. However, take a look at it yourself. Is it too mean? We talk about it with Cachetta on this week's Magic Week in Review, and maybe we'll even interview the guy who runs the site. I think it'd be nice for him to answer a few questions. Speaking of answering questions, Jamie D. Grant runs magicfriday.blogspot.com and also writes for our iTrix Reviews section. He joined us to talk about Mindvention in Las Vegas. Joining me now via Skype from his home in Vancouver, Canada, of course, one of the, three provinces of Canada? How many provinces? What are they, three or four you guys have?
I think there's actually 51 now. You might want to check.
74,000 provinces of Canada, and we found the one that Jamie D. Grant resides in from Vancouver. How you doing, buddy?
I am fantastic. 10 out of 10, baby.
Well, you made a brief appearance for anybody who was watching iTrix Live on Wednesday, as I guess you had hoodwinked Chris Kenner and giving you a ride to the airport.
Are the Kenners the nicest people on earth? That's the question, I think. It's they are fantastic.
Really, like, when you look at as talented as Chris is and as gorgeous as Katie is, it is if they were just two people walking around on the planet, it's unfair that they are that nice and that beautiful and talented. You know,
it's a little bit crazy. Yeah, like Chris is
You put them together, and it just is infuriating. And then you find out that they're procreating, and it's like, all right, then it makes sense. Because if anyone's going to be breeding, it should be these kinds of people.
they are just amazing people. Yeah, I mean, they're just couldn't be happier to know them both. They're awesome.
Now, the reason why you were there in Las Vegas was because you were at Mindvention, right?
Mindvention, yeah, you know. It's funny. I went to Mindvention as a vacation.
Okay.
I didn't go to hustle bottles or, you know, write reviews. I went there just, you know, I have two friends in town here that are mentalists, Dave Moses and Eric Samuels, and I just went down with them to hang out, and it turned out to be just the most awesome time ever. It was amazing.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about the convention. I know you were there on vacation, but now you're back on the clock here, Jamie. Give us a report.
You know, the thing, I think I mentioned this to someone else. The thing about conventions is it's not necessarily the convention that makes the trip worthwhile. But don't get me wrong, Danny Archer and Robert, I mean, those guys, they did an amazing job. But for me, it's the people that are there. You know, it's like, you go to this hotel in Las Vegas and you're having, you know, dinner with Andy Nyman, Lear Manor, Banachek, Scott Wells. Do you know what I mean? It's like you just can never look at the lineup or the dealer's room and think to yourself, oh, that looks okay. Because there's that third quality, which is the attendees. And that's what makes it just go off.
So what would you say the highlight was programming-wise?
In terms of actual Mindvention proper, for me, if you know Alain New, who's absolutely incredible. He had his metal bending workshop, which was an added on fee, so he had to pay extra for it. But I actually took that. So for me, that was just mind blowing. If you haven't heard about it, you should take a look into that. For the regular attendees, there was, again, Alain New, he did a lecture, and Andy Nyman lectures that, you know, were awesome. It was just, there's just so much to do, it's kind of hard to even think back.
Was there anything you picked up dealer's room wise that you know was kind of the hit of the convention, or what was your sense of the buzz there?
The dealer's room is great. You know, I'm friends with Craig Filicetti, who's pro Mystic products. Obviously, have been sweeping magic and mentalism by storm. So I finally bit the bullet and got the proximity, which mm-hmm. is a witch hand effect, and that'll be on a Magic Friday very soon. All of Craig's stuff just kills. It's so well put together. He's an amazing guy, and Christopher Taylor. His stuff is awesome too, and Todd Carr was there, so I finally picked up some. I love old radio programs, so I picked up some old magic radio.
It was really,
yeah, like from the 20s. You know, like they're like mysteries. You know, that involve magicians and stuff. I love that stuff.
So. Really? So yeah. How are they selling it? Oh, like a set of DVDs or something?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, exactly. Todd Carr's got like, if you ever go to see Todd Carr's table, he's got like, you know, like 50 DVDs, and but some of them are actually like CDs of audio. So you know, you just put them in the car while you're driving, and yeah, they're freaking awesome. Awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's totally sweet. Other stuff at the convention was I'm a big fan of breakfast, so the breakfast was always a highlight for me every morning.
Like it's funny just the meal, or did you eat with interesting people?
Well, I do enjoy a good pancake. It's funny because the Palace Station, it's the hotel they hold my invention at, and it basically has one restaurant. It's called Coco's. So every morning, it's kind of like being at a great camp, summer camp, where everyone's eating and like in the massive room at the tables. So you just stroll around, and everybody who's anybody's, you know, down there in the morning and afternoon. You just have such access to people. It's pretty mind-boggling.
Have you been to previous Mindventions?
No. You know, I'm not really, I don't consider myself a mentalist per se, but
is that the Jamie D. Grant style that you cannot say the word mentalist without wooing?
I always do that whenever I read somebody's mind.
That's actually the sound of thoughts escaping somebody's brain. It makes
if
that
I have
sound
any that can be let
like a
loose.
Tea kettle.
Well, it's funny because of Magic Friday, I actually do a fair amount of mentalism for Magic Friday, and even in my stage show, you know, I do tossed out deck and mobile opener and that kind of thing. So I figured I'd go and just go down and check it out, and because it's so much smaller, right? There's only like 150 people there, and about 20 of them are superstars. So I figured I'd go down and hang out with my fellow celebrities and see what was up.
Exactly. Finally, you can rub elbow with people on your level, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's so hard. It's so hard when the littles are constantly bothering you.
That's right. And you know, like some of the people there were like Andy Nyman. Have you talked with Andy before?
Wow. You know what? I've never directly talked with Andy. Andy is part of that cabal in the UK between
yes.
him and Darren and Anthony Owen and Barry and Stewart, where it's like I have either indirect or direct contact with and never speak to for some reason. Like I think I've talked to Barry and Stewart via email constantly, but yet never get on and have never had them on the podcast or never right. interviewed them kind of properly. I think we did like one email
get Andy Nyman on the podcast. He is freaking wickedly funny. He is just, and he's the nicest guy you can imagine for someone, you know, as successful as himself. He's just gold, solid.
And really,
gold,
you know, it's a guy who is as, if not more, you know, famous outside of magic.
Yeah.
You know, for his acting work now.
Yeah, this is real life fame now. This isn't.
No. This isn't, you know, magic fame, or dare I say, dare I speak even the term, internet magic fame.
This is the real thing. Yeah. And what, you know, some other people just to start pumping people, man. Paul Vigil, do you know who that is?
Yeah, Paul, we have interviewed. Paul is a very, very cool guy.
Paul Vigil is I think he's got to be one of the greatest magicians I've ever met face to face. You know, I walked out of, you know, of a couple of lectures just to hang out with Paul Vigil. I kind of glanced him out in the lobby, and boom, I was out the door just to talk to this guy. He did his diplopia, you know, for me.
Yeah.
And he's, when he's talking, this isn't the guy that's learned a magic trick or created. This isn't the guy that's created a magic trick. This is the guy who is performing real magic. Like at that moment in time, I was just hanging on every word this guy said, and he just killed me. He was one of the, without question, the highlights of the whole convention. Was just spending some time with him.
Yeah, iTrix viewers will, of course, remember Paul as the first ever iTrix Trick of the Year winner 2 years ago for Ladybug.
Oh, for Ladybug. That's him, too. Yeah, yeah. Diplopia and Sympathy for the Devil, I think, is his as well as his HCE, I believe. Yeah, this guy is... He's the man. You're the man.
Final question here, Jamie. You spent however many days there at Mindvention. Obviously, a lot of magic going down. Give me your number one. You were absolutely fried moment. What was the effect, and who performed it?
It would have been Paul V. Hill and probably his sympathetic cards. It was just one of those moments in time where. Yeah, it was worth the entire trip for those 5 minutes. He has a line in his it's not even patter. It's just a line from his life that he says, "As you all know, I've crossed the desert." And you're just thinking to yourself, "Yeah,
of course, yeah, yeah.
You have."
Yeah, remember that time Paul crossed the desert? Yeah, oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
Paul crossed the desert.
Yeah, that was the mind blowing thing. And of course, I should also Alan New's metal bending. It's your it's not the metal that's bending so much as your brain.
Friggin' brain
melting out of your ears. Like you're watching it, and I actually started using the spoons to scoop up my brain and try and put them back in.
Unsuccessfully, since they were bent very inappropriately.
Yeah. Yeah, not the spoons, the brain. Neither one would fit, actually.
No.
Neither spoon nor brain would fit.
You were never the same again.
Never the same again.
Nor was the cutlery.
So I should highly, I should thank Danny and Robert. I mean, they did a great job imagine putting in all that work for 150 guys. I mean, you probably have a party down there in Florida with more than 150 people.
You vastly overrate our popularity.
When's the last time you had Max Maven at the party? You know, like these. You know, he put together such an amazing, lineup and group. It was just incredible.
Well, it sounds like an absolutely great time. I'm sure you picked up and reloaded plenty of stuff that you're going to be filtering through Magic Friday, and of course your writings on iTrix. Reviews the raves section of our very site. So
that's right. And the raves isn't Andrew, Justin, and myself in a party with a soother. It's the raves is the great review section here.
No. We keep the point where me and Jamie and Andrew drop E and blow Vicks vapor rub in each other's eyes. That is a completely different section of the site.
Please, dear Christ, tell me we stopped recording.
No. This is the tail end of the interview. In fact, you know the interview has gone completely off the rails when I start making drug references.
That's right. And drugs are bad, kids.
No, vitamin E.
Take vitamin E.
The supplement. Yeah.
You are vitamin E.
And there really is. I mean, you could be sober and blow Vicks vapor rub in each other's eyes, right? That's not necessarily harmful, right?
Well, yeah, listen, next
silly
year
thing amongst friends.
Next year you guys are going to be at Mindvention too, yeah?
I'll tell you what. It's a tricky thing to walk with convention coverage, cuz I always kind of feel like, if you don't do it right, you're just kind of half describing an event that you weren't there for. So it's like, it's certainly worth mentioning. It's certainly worth, talking about. And I enjoy these kind of conversations, especially when, it's somebody like me and you who have a rapport, and I feel like it can be more of a conversation. I just hate and then this guy was there. And then they did this. And it's like, it's almost even worse when it's like, live, because we're pretending like it's something big, but really what is... the person at home getting out of it, which is who you're writing it for. I mean, I don't know. I've been thinking a lot because we're going to be doing stuff for MagicCon.
Okay.
And so, like, I've just been trying to think, what is you know, what do people want to see? You know,
everybody want to hear the gossip and the crazy stories. So I don't know if I have any good gossip, but there was crazy stories.
Give me a crazy story then.
Well, you
don't even have to say names.
I don't think I went to bed before 4 a.m. each night. And, you know, like, there's nothing going on, like, there's no lectures, but you'll find yourself in a hotel room with some, you know, somebody showing you stuff that it's just the craziest thing you've ever seen, you know? It's just, it's those, you make friends there, which is awesome, right? How many times in your life do you go to a convention and make friends? And then next thing you know, you find yourself at 3 a.m. and someone like Jeremy Weiss is showing you the craziest A-can you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
This guy did, and any card, any number, I don't know if you guys know who Jeremy Weiss is, but check out the shock doc. He did, Jamie, pick a number. Or no, he had me pick a card. I pointed at the guy and picked a number. Right, the guy picked a number, boom, the card was there. He didn't touch the deck or anything. I thought for sure they were playing a con on me. So I said, let's do it again right now. Don't touch anything. We did it again, and the card was there again.
Good Lord.
Either they all set up a massive, elaborate scam, or Jeremy Weiss has the greatest card trick of all time. So it's that kind of thing, you know, at a convention.
Which I'm sure is unsettling and shocking. And then you look to your left, and Alon New is blowing fixed vapor up in Max Maven's eyes. And you're like, this is crazy. Oh, this only happens at my invention.
It was all done, and none of us were wearing pants either. That was the crazy thing, you know. It's 4 a.m. And, you know, your tops are off, and hijinks ensue. What can you do?
It's time, you know, I'll tell you what. If everybody can read minds and no one's saying what's happening.
That's right. There's a lot of uncomfortable phone calls to the wives in the morning. I mean, that's just life at the convention. That's just it.
That's just how my invention rolls. Jamie D. Grant, of course, magicfriday.blogspot.com. Anywhere else that you want to give a quick plug?
Let's just very quickly to run over the highlights. Paul V. Hill, Chris and Katie Kenner, Alan New, Craig Filicetti, Jeremy Weiss, Dave Moses, Eric Samuels, those guys, you know, Andy Nyman. They made the whole thing worthwhile, baby.
There we go. No, I meant plugs as in where people can find your stuff.
Oh, for me. Plugging for me. That's a novel thing. Well, why don't
we look at that?
Why don't we?
I do appreciate you using your plug section just to talk about people that you like personally, though. I think that's a bold new way to go with it.
Why don't we all go buy a bottle for Christmas at whatisit.net? That's www.whatisit.net. That's whatisit.net. Buy yourselves a bottle for Christmas and find out why anything is possible.
Here we go. And he means anything.
Anything.
Just ask Max Maven and Alon New. Thank you very, very much, Jamie.
Love it. Good talking to you, Justin.
As always. Oh, Jamie's just such a nice guy. What a nice boy he is. David Copperfield is live at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino every single day this week. And really every week, at least until the end of the year, man. He is turning and burning. For more information on all the names that you've heard over the last few minutes, please go ahead and head to itricks.com or download the Magic Week and Review, our other big podcast. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, it is at itricks. This Monday on the iTricks Clinic, we have DeVoe. He's going to be answering all your XCM questions. But until next week, I'm Justin Robert Young, Justin R. Young on Twitter. Bang-a-gong!
itricks.com